Okay, anybody got any questions?
See that you're not boarding any dogs, are you?
No.
They're going to be on the inside of your building the whole time?
Yes, yes.
So, no neighbors are going to be in here to, all about yapping dogs?
No, no.
But no overnight stays at all?
None, none.
For the sheriff's department.
Yep.
And just for my bearings, is the chapel across the road?
Yes.
Quite a way down.
It's south, isn't it?
Yeah, it's south and down.
Yeah, it's kind of sits down in the hill there.
Yeah, this is quite a ways away from that, I think.
Yeah.
Probably close to half a mile, isn't it?
I'd say at least.
Yeah, half a mile better.
Okay, anybody else got any questions? We'll see you next Monday at 6:00.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Kings Ridge.
Case number 1729, Kings Ridge, applicant Vacation World, representative Charlie Ingram, he's made it to the podium. Refresh the location, this is a 46-acre parcel off of Stinger Road, which is off of the Bee Creek Road, north of Branson. Aerial view from the north. I took some photos, I walked in and took just some photos of that cleared out area on the top. Give you an idea what it looked like. You can kind of see it from the highway now. That's looking back towards Stinger Road. I parked down in the bottom, just walked in.
That's a good looking four-wheeler trail there.
This is their concept that they presented. I think they've got a bigger model over there for you to look at of the proposed 65 nightly rental units. Existing road here, Stinger Road, and that's the road that I had the picture looking back on. You can see by the contour lines that they're wanting to build this up on the top of that ridge. So
really can't see that, Charlie, the way you got it set. And it's okay. The sides, you got it boxed in there, buddy. Yeah, put him to use.
The millboard.
You're right.
Of course, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, we know our definition of nightly rental. Anything less than 30 calendar days. And then our nightly rental provisions on the development guidance codes for the maximum occupancy, two persons per dwelling plus two persons per bedroom. And then our parking, which will be one off-street parking space for each two persons of occupancy. This project received a total score of 10 on the policy checklist out of a maximum score of 29. The representative is seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit for the ability to develop 35 acres off Bee Creek Road into a nightly rental community. The proposal is for the homes to be held in condo-style ownership. Each home will be between 5 and 8 bedrooms. 35 acres is part of a 46-acre parcel listed as Part Lot 2 of the Bee Creek Apartments per the Taney County Assessors. The developer has made contact with the Public Water Supply District Number 3 for connection to public water. And they have also made contact with Kendall Powell from the Branson Public Works Department on the ability to connect to sewer, which I have confirmed in a conversation with Kendall. He confirmed that. The proposed nightly rental community will have the following included: private development, indoor pool, resort-style outdoor pool and beach deck area, community area with restrooms, various outdoor activities, picnic area, a walking trail, and green space. Staff recommendations for project number for Division 3 permit 1729 are as follows. 1, compliance with the provisions of Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2 would be compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District. 3, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the planning department prior to the renting of the residence. 4, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, each condo resident shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy. The maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Six, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards that include plans for the following. A would be sediment and erosion control. B would be stormwater management. C, land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances over 1 acre. D is utility easements and building line setbacks. E, improvements with the scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Seven, the current contact information for each condo shall be posted on the property and on file in the Taney County Planning Office. Eight, the total number of units, 5 to 8 bedrooms each, will be 65 condo-style ownership dwellings. Nine, a Division II permit will be required for each applicable structure in the development. And 10, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
You can put it down now. You're starting to wobble a little.
I'm square now.
Anybody got any questions?
I do, Scott. I didn't mention parking. What, is it one parking spot per bedroom? Is that what nightly rental?
What we have here is right here. One off-street parking space shall be provided for each 2 persons of occupancy. So with their 5-bedroom units, that'd be 6. Well, 5 times 2 is 6 parking spaces.
And 8 would be?
2 more.
Yep. 3 more.
Three more. Do you have that? If that's to scale, there's not enough parking spots there, is there?
Well, I did a count. If you look right here, it's a big parking lot. There's one. I tried to do a count of all the spaces he had. Each one of these pads, is that correct, Charlie?
Yeah. Roselle, this is a preliminary sketch. Roselle Engineering is doing the final one.
Right.
We have over 6 parking spots in front of each unit.
How deep is that concrete pad in front of each unit?
Well, you take 2 cars, 18, 36, a 40-foot plus, and then a place for 3 of those in the width of that building.
What about boat trailers? Where are you going to park those?
I have no plan to park boat trailers there. We have storage right across from us with the construction guys that have the storage in front of us, as well as one but David Jackson's place also. So we're planning on doing an arrangement with them. We have some spots on the land, but we don't know at this point if we want to do a boat trailer parking on our property or not.
Well, you're going to have boat trailers there if people come down for the weekend.
Well, I'm sure, but if we decide not to have them, then they'll have another place to park them
on a short-term basis.
Along a short-term basis as a rental, but not to be stored there.
Who's going to make sure that all the tax codes and all the other regulations that are required by the individual owners are done properly?
Our group, that hopefully our 30 years of experience here in this county, will speak to the fact that we can monitor that type of thing.
You are going to be the ones to monitor that.
That is correct. So you keep one thing in mind. The condominium ownership's only on the land.
Right.
So each individual get their own building permit. It'd be their own house. But yet we control the land under a condominium project.
All they're going to own is the footprint of the building, if I understand.
Correct. And we're still deciding whether it's a foot or 2 foot out. So even though we have the regulations and restrictions to say you must keep your siding up and all this stuff done that we'll enforce by regulations, we'll be able to handle the grounds and all that other stuff.
That's what we discussed the last
correct
time. Something kind of like Cooper has up.
That is correct.
Is the city of Branson going to have any control over regulating how you build them?
Up until 2 weeks ago, probably they've considered it. But now with the decision of record with the sewer, that seems to be something that has passed on.
Okay.
Randy, you're shaking your head, yes.
Now, is there discussion still with the city of the county? But I'm not involved in that.
That's for my curiosity.
Sure. We're involved with, right now, when I met with Chris Barrett.
Got a little bit involved in that, too.
Oh, yeah, I think so. So when we meet with Chris Barrett, and I think Randy's very aware of this.
What's your time frame? Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, you're all right, David.
Are you going to hit it with a whole flurry of buildings, or is this going to be scattered out over a longer period of time, or do we have a plan on that yet?
I guess the older you get, the smarter you get, and the wiser you get, okay?
I haven't made it yet.
Yeah, you're getting close, you and I both. We don't want to have a development that's overbuilt and undersold. We have no desire to build a bunch of spec houses and end up with an Indian Ridge.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Ours, as in the sales department, there is a tremendous need for this. The one thing that the city of Branson liked when we thought we were dealing with both of them was the fact that this is a community that is set up with no full-time ownership. It's a development set up strictly for residential rentals. Okay. And from what I have seen and heard from Brad and others and Tom, that there is a tremendous market for reunions and families to come here that want to stay together in a house-type setting and then go do their things. And so they will go as fast as the pre-sales go, David.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
But can I go over and point to you one thing?
Yeah. We also are trying to do this in such a way that as you build, you're building out of the subdivision. Having our construction road either be able to come through Perry, or another way, so as we work our way out of the subdivision, you have no construction traffic in front of residential houses that are being built.
Yeah.
Well, that's your problem.
Right. But as a resident, yeah. I come here on vacation.
Yeah.
I really don't care about a concrete truck and all the other stuff coming in front of us. So by doing it that way, we think it adds some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you did mention that there was another access to the property.
Well, I don't know what access it really provides. If you take a look in the back, that is Jim Perry Road.
Yes.
And we're still not completely clear when you come off Jim Perry that deads into where Jim's house used to be mm-hmm. before making that right to go up to 65. We have access to that on the back side. But I am not sure what the...
The only concern I would have from a developer-type position, that's a lot of people when it gets built out, one way in and one way out. And if you look at the north of it, that's their only.
I would agree, and Bee Creek Apartments has the same thing. But we have an advantage that they don't have, and we have an emergency way out off the back that they don't have.
Okay, that would be good.
And you can use those in the case of an emergency or something like that, yes.
I'll pull that up, Charlie.
Okay, thank you.
Right here.
Yeah, correct.
Planning on it being a gated community, Charlie?
Yeah, we're planning on it, but here's the problem that exists. When you have 41 people coming in from Chicago, Houston, or whatever, do you give everybody a code? So we want it to appear gated, but yet there's some things you can do that it's not totally secure, like at a Cozy Cove or Riverbed. Yes, when you're driving by, it looks like it is secure. That is correct.
I know Branson Canyons isn't near to this scale or anything like that, but
we probably learned a lot of lessons from Branson Canyon.
We've done a lot of work with Branson Canyons, or I have personally.
Right.
And I think this is a great idea myself.
We've also, I think we've learned from the other is the reason that I got excited about this with Brad and Tom is to have a development that is strictly a vacation resort nightly home in a division, so I don't have this guy over here and this guy over here that said I wasn't planning on living here with that. So we think this is a not to use the term poster child, you know.
Wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I agree. That's a whole
lot. I do have one other comment. Randy, if you get the time, go ahead.
I do have one question.
Sure.
Where you're on your drawing there, you showed that road coming off the Stinger.
Correct.
There's 2.5 acre plot there. Is that also included in this?
Yes, all the way up there. Yes. But for you, Randy, I would like for you to take the time, if you will, with Mr. Babbitt when you get some time, because we have the answer you had. There's no reason to, you know, publicly do it here. But your question you had about the right to public and all that, we have all that information, title policy, and Steve's got all of that.
All